Many crickets. I don't know what that was all about. Welcome to Gospel Tangents, the best source for Mormon history, science, and theology. I'm Rick Bennett. Many critics of the Book of Mormon point out there are anachronisms. There was no steel or horses used by ancient Native Americans. So we're going to talk more about the anachronism gap with Dr. Brian Hales. Is that a deal breaker for his theory on the Book of Mormon authorship? We'll also talk about tight versus loose translation. In tight translation, some faithful scholars believe that the words appeared on the rock and Joseph translated them exactly as God would have him translate. In loose translation, however, some faithful scholars believe that Joseph used his intellect to translate. So we'll talk more about tight versus loose translation and which does Dr. Brian Hales prefer in his theories about Book of Mormon authorship. You won't want to miss this conversation. Check it out. Oh, by the way, it's only available for newsletter subscribers, though. So you need to subscribe to our newsletter, our free newsletter at gospeltangents.com/newsletter. So be sure to sign up right away so I can send you a secret link and you can hear the final part of our conversation.